Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. HubSpot, Inc. NYSE. Hubs, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 2, 2023 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In its Q2 2023 earnings call, HubSpot reported solid growth with a 26% YoY increase in revenue. Operating margin climbed to 14%, and total customers increased by 23% to over 184,000 worldwide. The report highlighted the successful execution of the company's strategy for balancing growth and profitability. Product innovation and a bimodal go-to-market strategy were touted as key factors driving Q2 outcomes. Despite ongoing economic challenges, HubSpot remained confident in their proven playbook for growth, focusing on product innovation, a competitive moat, with three go-to-market motions, and ongoing investment in AI. However, the company did admit to expecting pressure on net revenue retention due to customer optimization of budgets. The conversation revealed that HubSpot is witnessing sustained success in its target market. This achievement is attributed to focused investments and platform enhancements, along with advancements in AI. The company's effective strategies and superior product offering continue to help it grow organically. HubSpot's product, easy to use and powerful, differentiates it from its competitors. Additionally, the perception towards HubSpot has improved. The company has been successful in leveraging customer trends in the upmarket segment by providing relevant solutions for cost savings and more sophisticated use cases. AI-driven CRM software also emerged as a promising opportunity. Major challenges noted were the steep competition in the mid-market segment and the ability to retain customers. While the company has performed well in retaining its customer dollar retention, pressure continues on the net upgrade rate. Further, the company is keen on leveraging AI to deliver more value to customers. Its AI strategy revolves around driving adoption and increasing ASP through specialized features. Gabriela Borges of Goldman Sachs expresses concern about the currency billings decline seen this quarter. According to Kate Bucher, this was largely caused by the fluctuating foreign exchange impact. They discussed how revenue, deferred revenue, and changes in marketing and sales all played their part in the billing gap. Bucher suggests that growth rates should equalize in Q3. Josh Riley of Needham & Company asked about customer additions in the quarter, which had remained strong at over 7,000. Key to this is the pricing of the starter bundle. Here, Bucher pointed out that net adds were largely in line with expectations and were well balanced. Yamini Rangan reiterated how prioritizing value first and then considering pricing changes is the backbone of their pricing philosophy. Regarding product innovation, she admits there is a long way to go but remains hopeful. Kirk Matern of Evercore inquired about geographic differences in the upmarket shift, while there are no notable differences indicated by Rangan. She highlighted how customer buying patterns have remained consistent. As for margin rates, Bucher cited the strategic pullback on hiring and January's restructuring as causes for improvement. Hiring will now mainly take place in Q3 and Q4, which is reflected in the company's seasonal margin guide.